It's when I stand behind this pulpit that I am reminded that Christy is much taller than I am. I meant to get the block to stand on. We are really excited about the theme this summer: Fearless Faith, Courage, and Community. It's a perfect theme for campers as they come together to form a camp community. It's really fun to meet the campers as they come in. So here's the setup at registration. The counselors, they have a tree that they're to stand by, according to their group. So they stand by the tree and they wait for the campers to come in. And then there's some of us that like support people, non-counselor people. Our job is to go and meet the campers as they come in. And we all play this game to see if we can remember the name of the person in that car so we can call them by name. We don't always do that well. But the campers will get out of their car, and we will immediately go and say, "Welcome to Camp Blue Diamond. You know, what is your name?" Or hopefully we could call them by name, and then we tell them what group they're in and direct them up to the counselors who are waiting for them by their tree. It's a lot of fun because a lot of times the campers get out of the car and they're really excited. They know the procedures. Maggie, she knows what she's doing. She goes straight to the tree. She knows. Other campers maybe have a little bit of apprehension. Some campers are just scared. So 2 weeks ago, we had a young woman. Her name was Rue. She liked to be called Rue. And it was Rue's very first time to come to camp. She got out of the car, and she wouldn't look at me in the face. She looked down, and her hair would cover her face. Her mother spoke for her, and we began to walk up the hill together, and I had my arm around her, and her mom was holding her hand. And as she got up near where registration was happening, it looked like thousands of people. It looked like that to me, too, maybe a couple hundred. But all the parents and the campers were gathered up there. And she just said, "I'm not going there. I can't do this." Now, Rue has some social anxiety issues that she deals with every day of her life. And it just hit her hard at that very moment. Between her mother and I making some comments to her and encouraging her, we got her up the hill. I reassured her most of those people were parents and they were going to go home. And then we would begin to have fun. Now, Kate is Rue's counselor. So we directed Rue to Kate, and Kate began to talk with her and encourage her as well. And I wish I could tell the whole story. We simply don't have time, so we're going to fast forward. We had a great week. And so now it's Friday. It's time for the campers to go home. Rue's mother comes to camp to pick her up. Rue holds her head up. Her hair is back, and you can see her face, and she is so excited. She wants her mother to meet Kate and all of her other counselors. She wants her mother to meet Alyssa. Alyssa is our program director's wife. Apparently, she made the comment, "Brian's really messy. I should hire you to come clean up after him." Rue is so excited. She's pretty sure we're going to do that. And Rue wants her mom to meet me because I gave her a sweatshirt, and wants her to meet Marissa because Marissa did really cool crafts, and she has to meet Abby because Abby's really good with nature. She is a different young lady. Does she still have social anxieties that she's going to have to deal with every day? Yeah, absolutely. What's different? She became a community, became a member of the community that took place at camp that Sunday evening. And she realized that she was safe, that she was loved, that she was going to be cared for, and she was as important as every other child there. It wasn't always easy for her, and it wasn't always easy for Kate. But they did it. They got Rue through her first camp experience. All Christians across the planet, the ones who came before us and the ones who are yet to come, are a member of the community of Christ, and our common faith in Jesus forms an unbreakable bond between us because we have a common story. And Rue was a part of that common story and will continue to be a part of that common story. Our story, in many ways, is centuries old, and yet it's fresh and new. The faith of those who have come before us strengthens the way that we live as God's people, helping us to understand who God is and who God calls us to be. And Scripture is filled with people that are a part of that story. And this summer, campers are learning about these people, about Abram and Ruth, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Joseph and Peter, and Jesus and his disciples. And we all can think of others who have helped us to live as God's people. Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., Dan West, Anna Mao. These are people and stories that reflect how community has responded when we're challenged and was rescued and refreshed by the work of God through God's people. We as God's people are challenged to understand that living together as a community called by God is not just a means to an end, nor is it a basic human need for relationship, but that living as a community requires us and provides us with courage. Rue had courage. Rue showed up that very first day, and then Rue stayed. Just as all the other campers that come to camp and bring some fear and bring some apprehension mixed in with excitement and anticipation, we as adults bring that same mix into our own faith communities. However, revisiting examples from the past, we can gain inspiration to continue to strive to live together in one community, caring for one another and knowing that God is at the center of our togetherness. So in Genesis, we learn about God's creation and that it was indeed very good. And this creation story tells a lot about who God is. God's creation is made out of abundance and of love, and it's filled with beauty, and the many different parts of creation are dependent on other parts of creation. The importance of community is built into creation, as our needs for interdependence on each other is built into who we are as well. As humankind is introduced through Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, we begin to see fear and distrust and competition. We read about people turning away from communion with God and with each other and looking toward their own selfish needs. And at times, this has led to violence. And then we begin to see the community break down. God, however, does not give up on humanity. But we read in Genesis 12 that God calls on Abram and Sarai to walk away from their family, to walk away from the community that they know and are comfortable in, to go into the wilderness where they had no idea what their destination would be or what would wait for them in the wilderness. God meets them there, however, and promises to Abram a couple of things that may have seemed impossible. First of all, that he and Sarai are going to have a child, Sarai in her 90s. And then that there would be a new covenant, that God was opening a new covenant with Abram and with the people to say, I am with you. I believe in you. So Abram and his family, they begin their long journey to the land of Canaan. They put up their tents. They set out their sight on living out this new covenant with God and God's people, thus beginning our religious heritage. God called Abram out of a comfortable life, a comfortable community, to create a new community. And when Abram showed up, God met him there and blessed him richly. Now, I doubt that Abram left his home free of fear. I doubt that Abram the whole time was saying, this is what I'm going to do because this is what God wants, and man, I'm excited about this. My guess, there was some real harsh conversations at times between he and Sarai and other family members. It probably didn't always feel good. There were probably some tears. There were probably some eye rolling going on from others in the community. But in faith, Abram showed up and said, okay, God, I will go. And a new nation was born, a community took root. This summer at camp, campers are discovering in the Bible that people like Abram and like Rue had the courage to show up and to follow God's call and to live their life fearlessly or live their faith fearlessly. Others that we're reading about and talking a lot about at camp is Ruth, who had the courage to trust Naomi. Joseph, who had the courage to forgive his brothers at the right time. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who stood together in courage in the fiery furnace. And the key word here for me is together. They were a community. Cornelius and Peter's story teaches us to have the courage to change. This is my favorite one. A few weeks ago, we had supper for breakfast, and we had pancakes for supper, and we had a mid-afternoon campfire. That's not right. But you know, we have the courage to change sometimes, to think differently. And finally, Jesus calls the community to cross borders and cultures to share the good news. As Jesus' parting words, "Go ye therefore, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." This is fearless faith. It's the beginning of a faithful community of believers that were courageous enough to reach beyond the comfort zones. Now, as you know, Dean and I have three sons. I have to talk about all three of them, but two in particular. Two of them live out in California. But in case you see Andrew somewhere, you need to say that we also mentioned him in the sermon. Andrew and his wife are living in Hershey. They are getting ready to move to Lancaster. And you know, this is fearless faith. Andrew will begin at Lancaster Theological Seminary this fall. So actually, it's very, very appropriate to say, you know, there's fearless faith at the age of 30 to start something new. Our other two sons are Laban, who lives in a camp, Camp Stephen, an Episcopal camp outside of San Diego. And then Jacob and his wife Whitney and their son Silas are living in Fresno, where Jacob is teaching at the university. Okay, there's that. I just bragged about our children. But having two sons and a daughter-in-law and a grandson, I'll be really honest, having a grandson in California will often draw Dean and I to the West Coast. We're counting down the days. However, before the grandson was even born, about a year and a half ago, we took a trip through Northern California and Oregon. We called it our Big Tree Journey because we saw a lot of big trees. Now, I'm sure many of you have seen these big trees as well, but the redwoods are gorgeous. And so, you know, we would just keep taking pictures, and we thought that we saw the biggest, and then we'd see a bigger one. Now, these redwood trees live to be about 2,500 years old, grow to be up to 300 feet high, and they're the tallest trees in the world. So if you're standing at a redwood tree looking up, it's really, really high. And one would think to hold this big tree up, it must have a really good root system. Surprisingly, however, redwood trees have very, very shallow root systems. They go down about 13 feet. 13 feet of roots isn't enough, in my estimate, to hold up a 300-foot tree. However, these trees grow in groves together. It's very unusual to see a redwood tree growing on its own, and if it does, it doesn't live for long. But these redwood trees, they grow together, and they reach their roots out, and they hold on to one another. So you have this forest of redwood trees, in a sense, holding hands, holding each other up. So when there's floods and when there's winds, and the 13-foot depth of a root isn't deep enough, the trees are holding on to each other, and they give each other strength. They hold each other up. The growth of a forest of redwoods is a fantastic model for any family, for any community, any congregation. A group of believers will grow strong only when the members are knit together in love and are willing to show up, are willing to trust one another, are willing to offer and accept forgiveness, and are willing to change and have the desire to share the good news and invite others in. A faithful community is one that enables its members the courage to live out their faith fearlessly, and the giant redwoods need each other to survive. We need each other to survive. Community is indeed a powerful thing, and we live in many different types of communities. Some communities, like at camp, come together on a Sunday, and it disperses on Friday. Members of this community will come back in other years, and it will be similar, but it will never be the same community. Here at Stone Church, we have a precious community, one that lasts for much longer than a week, and yet is still always changing, and we're still always in need of one another. A healthy community is one that allows for change, allows for new members to enter, for old friends to leave, and for the possibility of a new way of thinking. I love the image of a faith community, a group of Christian brothers and sisters helping each other, supporting one another, worshiping God together, and reaching out to those in need. Jesus says in Matthew 18, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." Here in our midst this morning is Jesus, for we have shown up. And we have shown up in Jesus' name. When I pause to consider what it means in my life to live without fear, I'm reminded that I haven't needed to face fear very often. I know I'm of the privileged. However, there are many who live in fear every single day. We have brothers and sisters in Nigeria who face fear. There are many in our own communities who are living on the street, living in fear. Muslims around the world who are being marginalized are living in fear. There are minorities, those who are perceived as different, children and adults living in abusive homes, neighbors who are struggling with mental illness, and those facing death with disease. I dare not think of fear as being a sign of weakness or faith as a pie-in-the-sky answer to all of our troubles, but it is our hope through our theme, Fearless Faith, that campers and each of us gathered here today will be reminded that in the midst of life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we will truly learn to lean into the community of faith where we can find courage to show up, to stay, and to move forward. We're on a journey of discovering God, but it's not a journey that we walk alone. Fearless faith, courage, and community. Simply put, we need each other. Some may say, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian, and that may be true, but let's be honest. Not all churches are necessarily a healthy community, and I am grateful for the faith community that I have at camp and that I have here at Stone, because I know that I can lean into this community and be held up when the storms come. For it's in our togetherness that we grow strong and that we care for one another. So like the giant redwood trees, may we be found living in community, holding tight to one another, to be able to withstand the storms that we face so that we can live our faith without fear and find courage within the community where we live, for we do not stand alone. Let's pray. Creator and loving God, we come to you as a community, knowing that we can trust, knowing that we can forgive and be forgiven, knowing, God, that you are in our midst and that we can stand tall, knowing that we do not stand alone. Creator God, we are grateful. Amen.